Deadly tsunami, Sears, hard times. I'm Barton Eckert. Devastation in the city of Palu in Indonesia after a magnitude 7.5 earthquake triggered a tsunami. Yeni Suryani is with Catholic Relief Services in Jakarta.
The government already issued official statement that more than 380 people has been declared dead. And buildings and devastation along the coast of Donggala and also Palu has been reported from the area as well.
An agreement is reached to stand down on the Kavanaugh nomination in the Senate for 1 week. Correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The agreement between the Republican leadership and the White House puts the nomination of the Supreme Court nominee before the full Senate, but the members won't vote on it for 1 week. This allows the FBI to investigate sexual assault allegations made against Judge Kavanaugh. Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee demanded the investigation, and Republicans initially pushed back. That's until Republican Jeff Flake forced the issue by saying he would not support the nomination without the investigation.
But we won't have a cloture vote until the report has been filed.
The Republican leadership was mindful that without Flake's vote and the other Republicans who later joined him, Kavanaugh's confirmation would be sure to end in defeat. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
There was a time when Sears had a catalog in every home. It was the Amazon of its time. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum says they're at a new low.
Sears used to be the nation's largest retailer and one of the biggest employers in the U.S., but over the last year, the company's stock fell 88%. At the close of the trading day on Friday, Sears was a penny stock, selling for 97 cents a share. The company could wind up being delisted. Sears Holding Company has a $134 million debt payment to make soon, and it's not sure if they have enough cash to do it.
I'm Barton Eckert.
Sunday on WMAL. Start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 5:30, it's the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. Then at 6:30, Chris McKay returns. Listen for Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens at 7. Pointing you home with Eric Stewart at 8. And Senior Solutions at 8:30. Then at 9, it's the Wise Investor Show. At 10, hear Do-It-Yourself Investor Radio. And at 11, it's the Underwriter's Corner. Hear Dr. Tom Rozelle live at noon. At 1, it's Right on Retirement. At 2, it's the Del Walmsley Show. And at 3, hear Mortgage Radio. Hear Real Estate Today at 7. The Do-It-Yourself Investor Show at 9. And Real Estate Now at 9:30. On WMAL.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop! Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
A federal appeals court in California has ordered a new trial in the case against the rock band Led Zeppelin, charging the iconic guitar intro to the song Stairway to Heaven was stolen.
It was 2 years ago a federal jury found that it was not proven that Zeppelin's Jimmy Page and Robert Plant lifted this from this. It's a late 60s instrumental titled Taurus from an obscure, long-defunct SoCal band called Spirit. The sister of the late composer Randy Wolf, known as Randy California, brought the suit 2 years ago, lost, but said the case was more about her brother's legacy and truth.
Now more people will be interested in who he was and his beautiful music.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the jury instructions were erroneous and prejudicial and ordered a new trial. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Shaquille O'Neal's son is going to miss the upcoming UCLA basketball season due to heart surgery. I'm Barton Eckert.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop! Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
Good morning. Dealing with several construction zones all around the D.C. region, starting off on the northbound side of 395, just past Duke Street. Air reports that two right lanes are currently blocked for a construction zone. Delays stretch as far back as Edsel Road. Southbound side, looks like you've got multiple left lanes blocked. Looks like one, two, three left lanes blocked there in the same vicinity just before getting down towards Duke Street. Expect to see some brake lights back towards King Street. Elsewhere on the inner loop of the Beltway, you are slow from the Dulles Toll Road up towards Georgetown Pike. Three left lanes blocked for a construction zone there.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. We make the softest, most comfortable organic cotton sheets you'll ever sleep on. Because we only sell them online at bullandbranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Hundreds of thousands of Americans love Bull & Branch sheets, including three U.S. presidents. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping at bullandbranch.com. Promo code DOZE. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code DOZE.
Will your children be ready to manage your assets after you're gone? Are there any strings you would like to attach? Have you considered their spouses in your planning? This is Chase Hinderstein, co-host of the Wise Investor Show on WMAL. We help our clients with these and other financial questions, and we'd be happy to discuss how we can work with you. Give us a call. You'll like what you hear.
To reach Chase, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
I love the Genucel Sunspot Corrector. It's my go-to product every day. I have sunspots and age spots, and I can see a definite difference in my skin since using it. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and that wasn't me. That was Renee from Boulder, Colorado, who wrote in and raved about the brand-new Genucel Sunspot Corrector. Watch your sunspots, age spots, and even red inflamed patches vanish right before your very eyes. And just like Renee, if you click or call right now, you'll get the Genucel Sunspot Corrector absolutely free just for trying Genucel for bags and puffiness. Watch those stubborn sunspots vanish now before you get busy with the holidays. And those bags and puffiness, oh, that's gone. And for results in less than 12 hours, the Genucel Immediate Effects is also yours free. Go to Genucel.com right now or call 800-525-2720. Order this week, you'll receive Chamonix's luxury microdermabrasion, also free. Rejuvenate and unclog pores for instantly radiant, baby-soft skin. Order now, you'll also get free shipping. That's a lot of free stuff. 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Hey, friends. It's Eric Stewart from the Eric Stewart Shows here on WMAL for the past 15 years. And recently, I've heard a lot of ads from other realtors guaranteeing to sell your home or they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you or make up the difference or something like that. The big question I have is, why would you hire somebody who would just sell your home for what's acceptable? Don't you want exceptional? That's what we do at Long & Foster. You can find us at ericstewartgroup.com, and every Sunday morning you'll find me here at 8 a.m. on WMAL.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler, Jeff Wolf behind the console. Jane Houghton is our producer this morning. And obviously a lot of news to cover today. We have some news that came out late last night, which was interesting. We'll get to in just a second. But I think first off, we all take a deep breath. Maybe the delay will be a good thing for the process, for Brett Kavanaugh, for longevity, for his future, and above all, hopefully for the country. Jeff Wolf is pointing to himself. Anybody that's been touched, seriously, anybody that's been touched by this, I mean, there are people in Montgomery County that have been touched by this and will be touched again by this, by the FBI. And we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But all in all, there is a pause. There was a bit of cooling on Capitol Hill yesterday, which after Thursday couldn't have gotten any worse. So to bring you up to date, up to speed, if you didn't catch the news last night, the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh was voted out of the Senate Judiciary Committee onto the full Senate with the caveat from Jeff Flake. Now, first in the morning, he announced that he would vote yes. And as you know, there are 21 members on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and Jeff Flake would have made it an 11-10 vote to vote Kavanaugh's nomination out of the Judiciary Committee. He said in the morning that he would. Then he changed his mind. Now, there are two schools of thought on why he changed his mind. He's having concerns anyway, and his friend Chris Coons talked to him. Of course, Chris Coons, Democrat from Delaware. The other school of thought is that he was influenced as he got on an elevator at the Capitol, and he was confronted by protesters who said to be victims of sexual abuse.
I was sexually assaulted and nobody believed me. I didn't tell anyone, and you're telling all women that they don't matter, that they should just stay quiet because if they tell you what happened to them, you're going to ignore them. That's what happened to me, and that's what you're telling all women in America, that they don't matter. They should just keep it to themselves because if they have told the truth, you're just going to help that man to power anyway. That's what you're telling all of these women. That's what you're telling me right now. Look at me when I'm talking to you. You're telling me that my assault doesn't matter, that what happened to me doesn't matter.
And that was the scene on a Senate elevator yesterday morning before the vote was taken by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Jeff Flake on the elevator with several protesters. So as the morning developed, there was a meeting in a side room. A lot of question marks as people were watching on live television. What's going on? Why is Jeff Flake in there with Democrats? And chaos and consternation, just like the rest of the week. Well, Jeff Flake did come out. Here's what he had to say.
I have been speaking with a number of people on the other side. We've had conversations ongoing for a while with regard to making sure that we do due diligence here. And I think it would be proper to delay the floor vote for up to but not more than 1 week in order to let the FBI continue to do an investigation limited in time and scope to the current allegations that are there and limited in time to no more than 1 week.
And he continued in his explanation to the committee.
I want to say that this committee has acted properly, and the chairman has bent over backwards to do investigations from this committee and to delay this vote in this committee for a week so that that Ms. Ford, Dr. Ford, could be heard.
And the question now is the length of the extension. It is to be a week or less. And here's what Chris Coons had to say, the Democrat from Delaware.
What Senator Flake has proffered and what I support is the idea that it should be no more than a one-week delay before a final vote, and that, frankly, the current allegations should be sufficient for the FBI to give some further input to the members of the committee about whether there are or are not reasons for there to be some cloud hanging over Judge Kavanaugh's nomination.
And you may remember from Thursday, I'm sure you have seen or heard the sound bites of Lindsey Graham and his passionate, passionate rebuke of the Senate Democrats and the process. It was a little quieter tone yesterday as Lindsey Graham addressed the move by Jeff Flake.
I think I know what happened. I hope some Democrats will say if we do what Jeff said, that would end the process dispute, at least a few of them. I don't expect any of them to vote for the guy, but if we ask the FBI to look at what's in front of us no longer than a week, and they would say that would be a better process, that would be progress, and Jeff's trying his best to bring the country together and vote the best way he knows how. So I don't know if that's the agreement. I'll get back with you.
Do you expect Senator McConnell to honor this?
I don't know. That's why I'm going to go talk to him right now.
Do you think it would be a good idea if he did honor this?
Last time I looked, you need 50 votes.
But right now, we don't know if anybody else could join up.
Well, all I can say is that right now, what Jeff is saying is in the makes sense to me. I don't know. I'm not speaking for Mitch. I'm going to talk with Jeff. And somebody's got to explain this to Trump. So I guess that'll be my job.
If it's going to take 50 votes, are you going to back this move?
Huh?
If it's going to take 50
votes. If I'm nothing, I'm practical. Okay.
That had to be the line of the day yesterday. Somebody's got to explain this to Trump, and I guess it's going to be me. So that was Lindsey Graham with a little bit of levity in the situation yesterday. So what did President Trump say? That's next. We're going to check the traffic and the weather first here on WMAL. Tony Rodriguez is in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
Good morning. I-95 looking much better this morning. Previously, we had a construction zone on the southbound side blocking multiple lanes near Lorton Road. No longer seems to be the case. Where you are dealing with construction is going to be on the north and southbound side of 395 as you head to and from Duke Street. On the northbound side, two right lanes are blocked with delays as far back as Etzel Road. On the southbound side, you've got three left lanes blocked at this time with delays stretching back towards King Street. Inner loop of the Beltway, also dealing with three left lanes being blocked just before you get up towards the Georgetown Pike. Delays stretch as far back as the Dulles Toll Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, partly cloudy with a high of 76. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 74. And as I look at the Weather Channel forecast, there is a 0% chance of precipitation for the next 48 hours. Pretty amazing. Monday, partly cloudy, a high of 80. Afternoon thunderstorms Tuesday with a high of 80. And Wednesday, we're up to 81. It's 62 right now in Washington. We're headed to 76 this afternoon, and we're at 616 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. We're kind of running through what's happened in the last 24 hours, and there was some news last night we'll get to in just a second, but kind of want to finish out the day yesterday so you can get a sense, if you were at the office, what the heck did happen during the day yesterday. Well, we've led up to Lindsey Graham saying, somebody's got to explain this to Trump. Well, they did explain it to Trump. He was in the middle of a meeting with a head of state from South America, and here's what the president had to say.
And what did you think of Dr. Ford's testimony when you heard that?
I thought her testimony was very compelling, and she looks like a very fine woman to me. Very fine woman. And I thought that Brett's testimony, likewise, was really something that I haven't seen before. It was incredible. It was an incredible moment, I think, in the history of our country. I just want it to work out well for the country. If that happens, I'm happy.
Have you thought at all about a replacement for Judge Kavanaugh?
Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit.
I just want it to work out well for the country. What a tone taken by Donald Trump. I think we may have expected a different tone, different comments, especially off the cuff. Those were not prepared remarks because he was sitting there in a press conference with a head of state from South America. So that's where we are this morning. At 10 o'clock last night, a story came out in the Journal Review. It's a paper in Indiana, journalreview.com. It concerns U.S. Senator Joe Donnelly. Now, he had said in the morning that he was a no vote, but last night, here's what they say. The dateline is Munster, Indiana. Munster, Indiana. This whole week has been like a scene from the Munsters. But dateline, Munster, Indiana, in the Journal Review. U.S. Senator Joe Donnelly, Democrat, Indiana, said he will await an FBI investigation of Judge Brett Kavanaugh before deciding whether to raise him to the U.S. Supreme Court. Donnelly spoke Friday afternoon before the Times editorial board. I think Hoosiers are where I am on this. I want to know what happened. Donnelly said the FBI would have to talk to the people considered witnesses depending on how those claims come out so that we can find out as much information as possible. As it is right now, I don't know with all this information how I would vote yes, but he did leave the door open to the possibility of a yes vote. And as you know, Joe Donnelly is in the swing state situation, one of those red states, and he is a Democrat. So he left the door open to possibly voting for Judge Kavanaugh at the end of that conversation. So we'll see how that one plays out as the day goes on and the week. It is 6:20. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and we have got this covered from a number of different angles this morning. We're going to be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. It is a follow-up FBI investigation. They're calling it a supplemental FBI investigation. Well, what does that mean? What's involved? We're going to find out from Tony exactly what the FBI agents will be doing, what they'll be doing, the types of things they're going to ask. And we'll talk with Tony about that this morning. We're going to talk with Cheryl Atkinson. Very interesting angle on your memory and how your memory works. Very interesting talk with Cheryl Atkinson. That's later on this morning. And, of course, John Gizzi is with us, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. He was on Capitol Hill yesterday. So we'll get a read from John as to what's next, what it means for the Senate, the process. That's all coming up. Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
Retirement questions? You can bet Kelly Campbell probably has the answer. Join him every Sunday afternoon at 1 for Right on Retirement. With more than 25 years of experience, Kelly can help take the guesswork out of your retirement planning. Right on Retirement is your source for all things retirement, from how current events could affect your savings to strategies to maximize retirement income and everything in between. Join us, Right on Retirement, with the president of Campbell Wealth Management, Kelly Campbell, Sunday afternoons at 1.
Tom and Melissa tried for over a year to sell their home with two different real estate agents. Frustrated, they hired Carrie Schall and her team to get them the results they needed. Tom and Melissa went from worrying about why no one was seeing their home to having over 35 showings in a single weekend. They got a full price offer and could finally make the move they had been putting off for over a year. This is Mary Walter, and Tom and Melissa wish they had called the Carrie Schall team first. You see, Carrie Schall has a database of over 15,000 qualified buyers currently in the market to buy a home. Plus, Carrie spends over $50,000 on marketing each month to attract more buyers and to sell your home for the most money. Carrie Schall is so confident in her system for selling homes, she guarantees it. In fact, Carrie can even give you an instant cash offer on your home within 24 hours. So call the agent that I would call were I to sell my home. Call Carrie Schall at 703-952-SOLD or go online to carrieschall.com. That's K-E-R-I-S-H-U-L-L.com.
You may have heard of ALS through the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, but did you know that within 2 to 5 years, ALS can rob a person of their ability to walk, to talk, to eat, and finally, to breathe? You can help put a stop to this devastating disease by participating in the 2018 DC Walk to Defeat ALS, Saturday, October 13th at the Washington Monument Grounds, starting at 9 a.m. To register, please visit walktodefeatals.org and walk for those who no longer can. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen proudly supports the Walk to Defeat ALS.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, 703-922-1900.
A-ActionHomeServices.com. Problem solved.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way you can take your business beyond. Get started with 150 megabit internet for just $89.95 per month when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. That's a $600 savings per year. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 10-12-18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
6:25 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. And I'm sure if you are out and about this weekend, the topic of conversation will be the hearings, the testimony. And a couple of thoughts if you're going to get into one of those debates with a family member or friend or people you run into at a cocktail party or a Washington dinner. A couple of notes. Regardless of who you believe, because they were both riveting testimonies, they were both credible testimonies, one note that kind of stood out, and you noticed the Republican prosecutor was treading very, very lightly, as was the plan. But we had heard all week long the reason that this hearing couldn't be scheduled any time before Thursday was that Dr. Ford couldn't fly, had issues with flying on airplanes, and had to drive to D.C. Well, that question came up. Turns out she's been quite the traveler. Been to Costa Rica, been other places in the world. And the prosecutor confirmed it was by airplane. She had been at BWI within the last several weeks where she had the polygraph taken because she was flying to New England. So, did she know that the lawyers or whoever came out with that story that she couldn't fly, she had to drive? I wonder if she even knew that. And the reason I say that is because she said she had no idea the committee investigators offered to come to her. When she was asked about that by the prosecutor, that was a surprise to her. She didn't know that the Senate committee had offered to come to California, possibly keeping all of this private. Start connecting the dots, huh? Confidentiality would not have been breached. But was the desire of the resistance movement, or the multiple movements that are behind these, strategic moves, the delay, the whole delay process, the whole organization of players working to delay this into the midterms. Who's the victim? Dr. Ford is the victim. Dr. Ford did not want this to become public. She did not want this to happen in the way that it happened. At least that's what she said. She wanted it to remain confidential. It could have remained confidential, but I think there was a desire to have a spectacle. There was a desire to have that hearing. It wasn't her desire, somebody's desire. It wasn't Brett Kavanaugh's desire. Whose desire was it? So think about that when you get into those discussions with people this weekend. Another thing to consider is the effect that this is having on people's lives who are tangential to this. If you live in Montgomery County and went to Holton Arms or Georgetown Prep at that time, you may be talking with an FBI agent in the next week. Look at Mark Judge. Here's a guy. Imagine if you today had a high school friend that you hung out with casually, not the closest of friends, but you guys hung out in high school, and all of a sudden something comes out, and you listening this morning, are all of a sudden in the national spotlight. Can you imagine the impact on your life? I mean, can you just imagine what a guy like Mark Judge must be going through? People demanding he testify, demanding he be subpoenaed. We know he's had some issues that he's dealing with, health issues. Can you imagine that impact on you? Think of the legal fees that people are incurring on this. He's got an attorney now. May or may not be pro bono. Nice that Christine Ford has the pro bono attorneys. At least that's what they said the other day, that attorneys were pro bono. There's a GoFundMe site for Dr. Ford up to $535,000 as of last night. I hope somebody sets one up for Mark Judge to take care of his legal fees. But just imagine the impact on you if something like this happened. And here you're just this tangential player, and all of a sudden you're thrust into the national spotlight. It's mind-boggling. 6:29, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. We're going to talk with Jennifer Harper coming up right after the news, and we will be talking about the media, the coverage, and how this is playing out. Also, some poll numbers out on the Republican Party and some fundraising numbers you'll find interesting. It's all coming up next on the Saturday Morning Update.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
Hey, honey, what's going on?
I was just logging in and checking on our account, and I thought we were going to do better this year.
I know. I've been trying to watch what I spend. No more stopping for coffee for me.
I don't think giving up coffee is going to do it. We need more income for our day-to-day, not to mention setting aside something for the kids' college and our retirement.
Man, I wish there was an answer.
For most of us, no one ever taught us how to invest, yet it's a skill that we all need. If you're looking to generate extra income, Online Trading Academy, the leader in financial education, can help. Attend one of Online Trading Academy's free introductory classes, and they'll show you how to create monthly, weekly, or even daily income using their patented supply and demand strategy. Plus, this month, they'll send you home with their free investor kit, loaded with guides to smarter investing and lessons from the pros just for attending. Register now by calling 877-304-TRADE, 877-304-8723, or otaclass.com. 877-304-TRADE or otaclass.com.
6:31, time for a check of the traffic and weather on WMAL. Tony Rodriguez in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Good morning. It is a quiet drive so far for the most part around the D.C. region. Inner loop of the Beltway looking much better. Looks like the construction zone that was previously blocking multiple lanes near the Georgetown Pike has cleared away. The previous delays have dissipated and no longer seeing any issues headed up towards the American Legion Bridge. 395, this is a newer construction zone just set up about an hour ago here. Near Duke Street, looks like two right lanes are blocked on the northbound side. Delays back towards the Beltway. Southbound side, looks like three lanes are blocked there on the left approaching Duke Street with some delays back towards Seminary Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, partly cloudy with a high of 76. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 74. Monday looks cloudy with a high of 80. Afternoon thunderstorms on Tuesday with a high of 80. And then Wednesday, we're looking cloudy with a high of 81. In D.C. right now, 62 degrees. We're heading to 76 this afternoon. 6:33 now on the Saturday morning update.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Some things in life are just never going to happen. But that's okay. Sometimes, never is a good thing. Like never hearing a police officer say, "Do you know how fast you were going?" Or never hearing your spouse say, "Can you get that snake out of the garage?" Ugh. So in the spirit of never, New Look Home Design is never going to charge you for half of your roof. Through September 30th, you'll save 50% off all roofing materials. And the half you do pay, you can pay me later with interest-free financing until 2020. Thousands of homeowners have taken advantage of our half later, half never sale, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. So when asked, "How was getting your new roof?" you'll say, "Never better." Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through September 30th, pay half later, half never.
You've got all kinds of hustle, like get the job done hustle and get the kids out the door hustle. If you've got hustle, we've got your back. University of Maryland University College, a respected state university with 90-plus programs and specializations, and more than 70 years' experience serving working adults like you. That includes rolling admissions to help you get started, and you could get credit for your career experience, affordable courses, and no-cost digital course materials for most programs, and the flexibility of online classes to fit your busy life. If you've got hustle, University of Maryland University College is made for you. Start earning your degree from a state university made for working adults like you. At UMUC, you could qualify for a fall term scholarship worth up to $1,000. So get started today. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Have you tried that trendy new dating app? You can have months of frivolous fun with people who just love to play games. But if you're ready for something more grown up, try the Match app. Over 30,000 new people a day are heading to Match for grown-up conversations that lead to great dates and beyond. Our listeners that go to Match.com can start for free today. View photos and informative profiles to get a deeper sense of the people you'd like to meet. Start for free today at Match.com. That's Match.com.
There are some things you can count on. Like that one friend who's happy to see you every time you come home. Or that one song, the one that gives you goosebumps, guaranteed. Or earning a great rate on your savings.
Simply open a 13-month CD from Citibank with a $25,000 minimum deposit, and you'll lock in a 2.35% annual percentage yield. That's a guaranteed return you can count on. Visit a Citibank branch to apply today. Citi, welcome what's next. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update, and it's great to have you with us. I'm Rick Fowler, and another week of tension in Washington, and it will be followed by an even higher tension next week as the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court takes on a new dimension with an additional FBI investigation. We saw the media coverage this week. We saw the political fireworks. We're joined by Jennifer Harper. She writes Inside the Beltway for the Washington Times. Great to have you with us.
Yes, good morning, after our long week and another long week to come.
All right, so let's talk about the media coverage of the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings, the testimony of Dr. Christine Blasey Ford on Capitol Hill. The major networks stopped down, broadcast live coverage, and preempted the soap operas. Of course, it was everywhere on cable news. And as we saw, people were watching it from every location they could, whether it was a bar, whether it was their PDA on the subway, the officer at home.
Yeah, it's a good thing that they were watching, too, because if they had tuned in for a soap opera, partially, that's what they got, too, because these proceedings certainly were unprecedented in their drama, and it was almost like visiting 1983 again, Rick, with all of the fear, the memories, the yearbook, the nicknames, all of that kind of stuff, and it certainly was a compelling thing to watch. Absolutely. I watched it all day long myself. And, you know, I want to proceed our discussion really quick, Rick, because there actually was a new study that came out that it's almost an exhaustive study by our friends over at Newsbusters. And they declared that TV news is rigged against Judge Brett M. Kavanaugh. You know, it's a significant thing. And this is what they did. They studied 12 days worth of the coverage, sort of when this whole saga began a couple of weeks ago, believe it or not. And they discovered that between ABC, CBS, and NBC on their news shows, they spent 6 hours talking about, they are saying, the yet unproven allegations against Mr. Kavanaugh. And this is according to Rich Noyes. He's a senior analyst over there at Newsbusters. But only a tiny percent of that coverage, Rick, this is according to their study, 8% was devoted to Mr. Kavanaugh's denial of the activities that he was accused of. So that's kind of the environment that he faced when he went there. There was already a study revealing that out of 6 hours, only 8% of that coverage was giving him a chance to make his denials. But anyway, back to our big coverage and the coverage to come. I mean, certainly things were cultural, things were dramatic in this coverage, and the carrying on that the news media did, boy, did they ever clean up on the ratings. Nielsen came out very quickly with some ratings that were pretty astonishing, particularly for the cable news networks. I mean, at one point, Fox News, and this was when Judge Kavanaugh himself was testifying, 7 million people were tuned in. That's like three times as much as they normally would get during the day. And so overall, Fox drew 5.7 million people, CNN 2.5 million, MSNBC 2.8, but it was at night during the analysis when the ratings really picked up, and certainly Sean Hannity over on Fox News was ruling that world. He had 5.8 million compared to Rachel Maddow with 4 million, and Laura Ingraham also did really well with 5.4 million. But this, you know, the best is yet to come with all of this. I mean, certainly we're going to find out. This is a real cliffhanger, and there's nothing that the media likes better, Rick, than a cliffhanger.
Well, of course, that brings up the midterms in a big, big way. And depending on how things turn out over the next 7 to 10 days, casting momentum one way or the other in the November elections. What do the fundraising numbers look like at this point?
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Republicans, because there's actually some good news on the Republican front. You don't hear a lot of good news in the mainstream media about the Republicans, even though it is out there. And I cite specifically this headline this week from Gallup: Republican Party favorability the highest in 7 years. Now, gee, did you hear that anywhere? I don't think you did. And here's what Gallup has to say. 45% of Americans now have a favorable view of the Republican Party, a 9-point gain from last September when it was 36%. It is the party's most positive image since it registered 47% shortly after taking control of the House in the 2010 midterms. And currently, 44% give the Democratic Party a favorable rating. So, I mean, technically, that's statistically insignificant, but still, 45% favor the GOP to 44% of the Democrats. This is coming from Gallup analyst Jim Norman. He says the parity in Republicans and Democrats' favorable rating marks a change from what has generally been the case since Barack Obama's election as president in November 2008. So, you know, the highest ratings in 7 years, that's nothing to sniff at. But meanwhile, let's talk about that money. The Republican Party, despite all these distractions, attacks, and everything else that's going on right now, they are staying on task as the midterms come rolling in at us, Rick. Their money and their ground game are kind of unprecedented. The Republican National Committee has raised $243.6 million this year, compared to $125.8 million for the Democratic National Committee. And, of course, there are other organizations, and between the RNC and their three sister party organizations that are dedicated to the Senate, House, and gubernatorial races, Rick, they now have $590.9 million in their Republican treasure chest. That's, you know, coming up on $600 million. And the DNC and its three respective groups like that only have $491.7 million. The GOP has 540 paid staffers in 28 states for the midterms. They've got 22,800 trained Republican leadership fellows out there and thousands upon thousands of volunteers who've made 38 million voter contacts by knocking on doors and making phone calls. So this is, you know, just old-fashioned boots on the ground stuff. And this is what the RNC has to say. History could be against us, but the RNC is 100% committed to doing whatever we can to protect our House and Senate majorities this fall. That's coming from Michael Ahrens. He's the RNC's very busy rapid response director. So that's what's up with the GOP.
So let's turn to the Blues. How is the Democratic side doing?
Well, yeah, I think the Democrats may be getting a little jittery. That blue wave may not be materializing. And the reason I say this is that the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee sent out a new email, a very strongly worded voter outreach, and they're saying the generic ballot has been an important indicator of whether or not Democrats will be able to flip the Senate. First, Nate Silver said the Democrats need an 11-point lead in the generic ballot if we want to flip the Senate. Then, polls from CNN and NPR showed us with a 10- and 12-point leads earlier this month. Now, a new NBC Wall Street Journal poll shows that GOP enthusiasm is catching up. They say, we have the momentum and a real path to the poll should set off alarm bells. We can't get complacent. If we want to flip the Senate, we've always known that things can change in a heartbeat. Big news can break. Major events can change voter priorities. We have to be ready for anything. Again, this is a Democratic message to their voters. And I think perhaps a very significant observation on this came from veteran pollster John Zogby. You remember him from many elections past. He's also following all the good news that keeps coming out of the Trump administration and the economy and so forth. And this is what he says. This is directly from him. He says, a blue wave coming? Possibly, but just not yet, Mr. Zogby writes. And he made a huge analysis of all the assorted voter sentiments that he studies in many, many demographics in many states. This is what he said. The Democrats still have to show they have a better plan to address the nation's problem. You may get to use your navy blue crayon to color the political map this year, but not just yet. And certainly he's looking at all these Trump bumps that keep coming on and on. I mean, we have to remember that in the past couple of weeks, the news comes out that the U.S. is now the largest oil producer in the world, that America's credit scores are at an all-time high, and there's record-breaking household net worth, $107 trillion. Housing starts are up, and certainly this week the Consumer Board's Public Confidence Index in current economic conditions, Rick, it's up to 138.4. This is the highest level in 18 years. So blue wave, not guaranteed.
You have an interesting article about the legalized marijuana business community issuing a new cannabis policy guide. And I get that. But what struck me is who it was issued to.
To Congress. Yes, this is something I had to write about. And I've written about this before, actually. And I always start these kind of examinations with, imagine what the old hippies of yore would have thought. And indeed, you have to wonder what some folks back a couple decades would have thought of all this. But there is now an official cannabis industry guide for the lawmakers. This is from the National Cannabis Industry Association. They have released a new report, which they describe as the growing popularity of marijuana policy reform and the political benefits candidates in either party could reap by embracing the issue. So they're suggesting that those lawmakers that might be kind to the cannabis industry would pick up a bunch of new voters in a very close election. And the report itself is called The New Politics of Marijuana, a Winning Opportunity for Either Party. And just imagine what those old hippies would have thought of that statement. Anyway, I took a peek at it, and it includes all sorts of polling data on adult use legalization, potential economic and tax benefits for communities, electoral wins for cannabis reform in the United States, plus emerging public reports. And they also want you to call it cannabusiness. That's the new word in the industry, cannabusiness. And according to Aaron Smith, he is the executive director of this trade group, and their headquarters just a couple blocks from the White House. The failed experiment of marijuana prohibition is almost over, and voters are clearly recognizing the benefits of replacing illegal marijuana markets with well-regulated, responsible businesses. And, of course, there's a cultural and a law enforcement dimension to all of that. But you have to remember that the National Cannabis Industry Association is having a cannabis conference next month in California. They will be in a 60,000-square-foot venue with 150 vendors. The theme is navigating the world's largest adult-use market, and they're expecting about 3,000 people to show up at this. And again, you wonder what the old hippies of yore would have thought of that one.
Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times, as always, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure, and good luck, everybody, as we go into an interesting week.
Indeed. And you can keep up with Jennifer on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. It is 6:49, Saturday morning update on WMAL. There are other things happening in the world, a Facebook hack that could affect you. We'll talk about it next.
Traffic in Maryland so far looking fantastic. No issues on 270, I-95, or the BW Parkway. That's good news. DC 295 is up to speed as well between Route 50 and the 11th Street Bridge. In fact, looks like as of now, the only place you're really seeing issues is going to be on 395 headed to and from Duke Street. On the northbound side, you got two right lanes blocked for a construction zone. Jam-packed traffic well back towards the Beltway. And on the southbound side, the construction zone is near Duke Street as well, but the delays stretch back towards Seminary Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, partly cloudy, a high of 76, sunshine tomorrow, high 74. Monday looks cloudy with a high of 80. Tuesday and Wednesday, we've got rain in the forecast with a high temperature of 80 on Tuesday, 81 on Wednesday. Right now in Washington, 62, we're headed to 76. This is the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well, Facebook. Now, you know, they've had some scrutiny recently over how they handle the private information of users. Well, they said yesterday an attack on their computer network had exposed the personal information of nearly 50 million users. The breach discovered this week the largest in Facebook's 14-year history. Now, they exploited, the hackers exploited a feature in the Facebook code which would gain access to user accounts and potentially take control of them. Now, you may ask, gee, am I one of the 50 million? Tech expert says that what you do is when you go to Facebook, if you're automatically logged in and you're kind of whenever you go to Facebook, it logged in. Well, if you go in and you're not logged in, that means Facebook logged you out and re-logged you in. So that could be an indicator that you were breached. Obviously, you'd want to contact Facebook if you have that situation. But I checked mine yesterday, and I did not have to re-log in again. So theoretically, I didn't get hacked. But there's software bugs, and it's kind of an awkward situation for Facebook because they have been such the leader. And Facebook said it had fixed the vulnerabilities, notified law enforcement officials. They say they do not know the identity or the origin of the attackers, nor have they fully assessed the scope of the attack or if particular users were targeted. The investigation is in its beginning stages. 6:51 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
The new year, September is a month for renewal. It's a great time to reaffirm resolutions like losing that weight and getting in shape. Easier said than done? Not with EMP 180, the new standard for weight loss and fitness programs in the D.C. area. Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. If you're like me, you've lost weight and then gained it back over and over again. EMP 180 is different. Trust me, it works. It's time to get off that weight loss roller coaster. EMP 180 is programmed to fit into your lifestyle, not the other way around, offering incredibly personalized service that utilizes qualified masters in nutrition, registered dietitians, and an entire team dedicated to helping you achieve your goals. EMP 180 goes above and beyond with phone calls, emails, restaurant info, grocery lists, following up on a bad week. You are not alone with EMP 180. For a consultation in Tysons, Rockville, Woodbridge, and a brand new location in Alexandria, call 855-888-0180 or Google EMP 180. That's 855-888-0180 or Google EMP 180.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-982-3377. That's 800-982-3377. 800-982-3377. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Saturday Morning Update, we're at 6:53. Well, you know, we've heard a lot about false and misleading statements over the past year or so in the Mueller probe. Well, there's one outside of the Mueller probe, and that is the SEC probe into Elon Musk. On Thursday, the Securities and Exchange Commission filed a lawsuit accusing Elon Musk, of course, of Tesla, of making, quote, false and misleading statements about a plan to take Tesla private. The SEC wants a judge to bar Elon Musk from serving as an officer or director of a public company. He just happens to be the company's chairman and CEO. Tesla shares down 12% on Friday. Well, you saw the timeline that Chuck Grassley had put out this week on the Kavanaugh proceedings. Well, here's the timeline on Elon Musk. It's kind of interesting. It starts on August 7th. You may remember that Elon Musk tweeted that he was planning to take Tesla private at a share price of $420 with, quote, funding secured. Tesla shares jumped on that news. Trading was halted for part of the afternoon while the investors awaited clarification. Then on August 13th, Musk says he had a conversation with Saudi Arabia over funding his privatization plan, writing on a Tesla company blog that after he left that meeting on July 31st with the Saudi Arabian Sovereign Wealth Fund, he had, quote, no question that a deal with the Saudi government fund could be closed. Tesla stock rises again, slightly, but rose. September 7th. You may have seen this video. Elon Musk appearing to smoke marijuana while on a podcast with the comedian Joe Rogan. That went viral. Questions about his behavior. What's he thinking? Tesla shares fell 5% that day. Slight recovery at the end of the day. September 18th, U.S. Justice Department launches a probe into Tesla over the Musk tweets. Shares of Tesla open at 296, fall down to 275, close the day back up a little bit at 284. So in the big picture, the stock's kind of hanging in there with all of this craziness. But the big bomb came Thursday as the Securities and Exchange Commission accuses Elon Musk of securities fraud over his August 7th tweets. Musk knew or was reckless in not knowing that each of these statements was false and or misleading because he did not have an adequate basis in fact for his assertions. That's the allegation in the complaint. Tesla stock tanks 13% Thursday. May not have heard about that because Thursday, every media outlet, wall to wall, the entire day and evening, with the analysis, of course, the hearings on Capitol Hill and the Brett Kavanaugh nomination process. It's 6:57 now. You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update.
The National Mall, a destination for democracy in action.
Wouldn't it be cool if there was a radio station like that?
Oh, yeah.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. We make the softest, most comfortable organic cotton sheets you'll ever sleep on. Because we only sell them online at bullandbranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Hundreds of thousands of Americans love Boll & Branch sheets, including three U.S. presidents. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com. Promo code DOZE, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code DOZE.
Attention homeowners, do you have mountains of debt and feel like your payments aren't making a dent? Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
Paramount Tactical Solutions presents Karambit Self-Defense with Steve Tirani. Paramount Tactical Solutions specializes in firearms and medical training, but they also realize that carrying a firearm for self-defense isn't always an option. So being able to defend yourself with an edged weapon or against a knife attack is a critical skill for self-protection. In this two-day course happening October 27th and 28th in Manassas, Steve Tirani will discuss and demonstrate the features and advantages of using Karambit for self-defense. This course will be perfect for beginners with no self-defense or edged weapons training, and yet every bit as relevant for advanced students. All training equipment will be provided. Active duty military and law enforcement discounts available by calling 304-620-4921. Spaces are limited, so enroll as soon as possible. For more information or to enroll, go to ParamountTactical.com. That's ParamountTactical.com.
7 o'clock news is coming up next. Then we're back. We'll talk with John Gizzi. And John was on Capitol Hill yesterday. We're going to get the very latest on his read as what's next in the Senate process. Tony Schaefer will join us as well. And we're going to talk about the whole process of the FBI supplemental investigation. How does that play out? And we'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson. Very interesting opinion piece that she's written at thehill.com on memory.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.